Morning, everybody.
Morning.
Watch out. So welcome to our service of Holy Communion. Today is the fourth Sunday of Lent, otherwise known as Mothering Sunday. We'll take a moment of quiet to prepare ourselves for worship. Father God, breathe your spirit into every part of our service and our worship this day. When we pray, grant that we may speak to you as a person speaks to their friend. When we sing, grant that we may sing because our only wish is to give you praise and thanks. When we read your word, help us to hear and understand it. And when we listen to the preaching of your truth, help us to receive it, to remember it, and to put it into practice. And Lord, when we leave this place, may we appear as people who have been in the presence of a living God. Because we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So if you'd like to stand, we'll sing our first hymn, which is hymn number 457, O Worship the Lord. This morning, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Sit or kneel for our prayer. We say together the Collect for Purity. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The first commandment is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, Love your neighbour as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Amen. Lord, have mercy. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all. We say together, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father,
we have sinned
against our neighbour, in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. And so, Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins. Confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Collect Prayer for today. God of compassion, whose Son Jesus Christ, the child of Mary, shared the life of a home in Nazareth, and on the cross drew the whole human family to himself, strengthen us in our daily living, that in joy and in sorrow, we may know the power of your presence to bind together and to heal. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. If you'd like to sit, Roger and Christine will read to us from Scripture. Thank
you. The Old Testament reading is taken from the first book of Samuel, chapter 1, beginning to read at verse 20. When her husband Elkanah went up with all his family to offer the annual sacrifice to the Lord and to fulfill his vow, Hannah did not go. She said to her husband, "After the boy is weaned, I will take him and present him before the Lord, and he will live there always." "Do what seems best to you," her husband Elkanah told her. "Stay here until you have weaned him. Only then may the Lord make good his word." So the woman stayed at home and nursed her son until she had weaned him. After he was weaned, she took the boy with her, young as he was, along with a three-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh. When the bull had been sacrificed, they brought the boy to Eli. And she said to him, "Pardon me, my lord. As surely as you live, I am the woman who stood here beside you, praying to the Lord. I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him. So now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life he will be given over to the Lord." And he worshipped the Lord there. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is taken from Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 3, beginning to read at verse 12. "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since, as members of one body, you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. So in a moment, Mary will be preaching for us, but before that, we'll sing our second hymn, which is hymn number 79, "Dear Lord and Father of Mankind."
Thank you. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, starting at John chapter 19 and verse 25. And that is what the soldiers did. Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. This is the gospel of the Lord. Take my words, Lord, and use them to your will. Amen.
Amen.
Please sit down. So we seem to have reached another milestone in the year, Mothering Sunday. But it's also the fourth Sunday of Lent. Takes us through to the halfway point of this, what should be an austere season leading up to Easter. And also there's another title for it, which is Refreshment Sunday. Like many festivals, its history is not clear, and there's a number of different things woven into it. One of which is that from about the 18th century, servants were given time off to return to their mother churches, which they would attend with their families. And in journeying there, probably on foot, they would pick the flowers that they could find in the hedgerows, and then they would be gifts to their mothers. Also, as Refreshment Sunday, it's known as that because the readings that are prescribed in the Book of Common Prayer, with the Collect, the Epistle from the Galatians, and the Gospel from chapter 6 of John, we recall the refreshment of worn human nature with Paul's description of Jerusalem, which is the mother of us all, and the Gospel account of Jesus feeding the 5,000. And our readings today actually lead into that theme as well. So firstly, if we look at the reading from the first book of Samuel, we've heard about Hannah bringing her firstborn child, Samuel, to the temple, where he is to be dedicated to the service of God and spend the rest of his life. He's been named Samuel, meaning name of God, or God has heard. And if you read the first part of the chapter, you will know that Hannah had spent many unhappy years praying for a child. And it was with bitter tears that she had promised God that if he would just grant her a son, she would dedicate his life to God. In her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly, and she made a vow saying, "Lord Almighty, if you will look only on your servant's misery and remember me and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life." And so it is that Hannah arrives at the temple, the house of the Lord at Shiloh, to fulfill that vow. Hannah's prayer, which we hear in the next chapter, will be a foreshadowing of the Magnificat, the great prayer of Mary following the Annunciation to her by the angel Gabriel that she's favoured in the eyes of God and as a consequence will have a son Jesus who is to be the long promised Messiah. Mary and Hannah's common blessing, their divinely ordained motherhood and their shared inspiration, the Holy Spirit, explain the parallels of their prayerful verses and prophetic utterances. And many women will relate to Hannah's prayers of bitter tears as they struggle with conception. As mothers love and care for their children, so over the years that love is reciprocated, and with the passage of time there may well be a role reversal so that children become carers for their parents as their health declines. And it's not unusual to find yourself looking in both directions at the same time, having responsibility both for young parents and also for parents in ill health. And neither role is easy. as I overheard a woman across the road yesterday, she was holding a loud conversation, as people do on their phones. She said, "My .. parents are a total nightmare." And that's the cleaned up version of what she actually said. Oh dear, I thought. Our closest relationships in action can be fraught with tensions and complexities. It's not all angelic choirs and high-flown phrases. At what point do we go from being strong, resolute, independent, and resourceful to stubborn, unrealistic, and unreasonable? And if we turn to our gospel reading, we see that even as Jesus hung on the cross, some of his final thoughts were concerned to ensure that his mother was not left alone following his death, and commends Mary into the care of his beloved disciple. Touching and profound as that moment on the cross is, Jesus' love goes much further than love for his mother. And as Christians, we should not forget that our call to be persons of love is much more radical than just loving our immediate family. In our reading from Colossians, we are told that as God's chosen ones, we should clothe ourselves in love. And elsewhere, we are told to love our neighbours as ourselves. And we know from the parables that our neighbour is not limited to the strict understanding of the world, but extends to those we may not like and those who are profoundly different from ourselves. Jesus demonstrated and showed the depth of God's love for us, but he was clear and unequivocal in his teaching. Jesus Christ, who desireth not the death of a sinner, but rather that he may turn from his wickedness and live. Jesus reserved his wrath for those who made an outward show of their religious observances, but were inwardly unchanged, as represented by the Pharisees and the scribes on many occasions in the New Testament. What's interesting about both Hannah and Mary is their inner strength and faith in God. This enables them to let go of their sons, to step away from them so that they can fulfill their vocations. The callings of both Samuel and Jesus were exceptional. But it is also a fact that one of the most difficult aspects of parenting is understanding the importance of letting our children go, standing back and observing the painful steps they have to make to navigate the world and to flourish in their own right. As we start walking as toddlers, we fall over, scrape our knees, sometimes noses, but we continue to do that throughout our lives in the metaphorical sense, even as adults, as we pitch ourselves forward into new situations, which some of us are more confident of doing than others. Hannah and Mary's faith in God enabled them to believe in the roles of their sons, even if they did not and could not comprehend what God had in store for them. I'd like to suggest that what we hear in these readings is not about the particular future of these two children and the cost to their particular mothers, but is something much more profound about the complexity of family life and the sacrifices parents are asked to make to allow their children to be who they are meant to be, to follow God's call in their lives. As Christians, we believe that we are uniquely made in the image of God, that we are called to follow in Jesus' footsteps in our own particular and unique way. Yet also we are born from a mother who in most cases nurtures us through our childhood. And even if not, we still receive the gift of life through the person who nurtured us for 9 months in their womb. Just as in our readings, in our daily lives, we can sometimes feel a conflict between the two. The nurture of children, providing them with a safe and loving environment, and yet giving them the freedom they need to grow up, to be loving and whole people in their own right. For all of us, being children ourselves, children of our parents, and children of our Heavenly Father, these questions are real too. What are we meant to be doing, and who are we meant to be? Some people give up work to look after disabled children or elderly parents, and they will have asked themselves what the right decision was: to serve their family member by caring for them, or to serve others through the work they did. And those questions obviously don't have easy answers. And it's important to remember too that the answers will be different for each and every one of us. So the season of Lent is a time in which we can particularly reflect on these questions. Are we doing what we are meant to be doing? And are we trying to be truthful to who we are and in our relationship with God and others? So this fourth Sunday of Lent, the halfway point, Mothering Sunday, Refreshment Sunday, is the day in which the gravity that can come with this reflection can be momentarily lifted, as we give thanks for what we have been given, particularly by those who have borne and nurtured us. Because no matter our individual paths and vocations, we are called to be thankful. In our collect last week, we prayed that we may find the way of the cross, none other than life and peace. May we find the same to be true about our paths in life. Not always easy, often complicated, but we can be reassured by the fact that God is there with us. Jesus walked the way of the cross before us, and he will walk with us no matter where we go. Amen.
Time now for our prayers of intercession. So sit on you for our prayers.
As God's chosen people, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. The words of St. Paul resonate with us today as we celebrate the gift of mothers and the special qualities which all who have cared for us bring to our lives. We remember the steadfast love and sacrifice shown by both Hannah and Mary, and we thank you that we are your children, created by you and special to you. Help us to respond to your unconditional love by living out those same qualities as we go about our lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We ask for your blessing on mothers and children everywhere. Those who are able to experience the joy of spending time together today, and those who cannot be together, or for whom this relationship is filled with sadness and pain. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for families caught up in conflict, disaster, or disease, and who must stand helplessly by as loved ones suffer. Be with all who are victims of circumstances beyond their control. Give them courage and determination. Comfort them in their darkest hours, and encourage us all, from the greatest to the least, to reach out and make what difference we can. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for the Church, who through the years has been a mother figure guiding and nurturing her followers. We ask that you give wisdom to Church leaders as they wrestle with the challenges of harmonizing deep division from within. May they be guided by the gifts of the Holy Spirit as they seek to discern your will for a modern society. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring before you our own united benefice in Penn and Tyler's Green as we continue along the path of appointing a new vicar. We ask that you bless both the candidates who are putting themselves forward and those we have tasked with making the decision. We pray that you will guide us in this process and as we prepare for change. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, there are many in need of comfort and healing. We think of those who are in pain, lonely, anxious, and depressed, those who have nothing and are fearful for their future. You know our every need, and we ask you to be close to any who are burdened or are suffering in some way. From our new sheet, we bring before you Gail, John and Angela, Angela's brother Roger, Christine, Amanda and Caden, together with their loved ones, and in a short moment of silence, any who are on our hearts this morning. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are grieving the death of someone dear. We thank you for their lives among us and ask that you send us the comfort of your Holy Spirit and the fellowship of our church family around us as we look together for the coming of your heavenly kingdom. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
So would you please stand? So before God and one another, we affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed, as we say together. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let's sing then. Our third hymn is Break Thou the Bread of Life, hymn number 50.
And 5 children, 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 5
Just as the sun shines on all who turn their faces to the light, just as the rain showers upon all who stand upon open ground, so God's grace in Christ comes as a blessing to all. Born of the sweat of his suffering love, Christ willingly gave of himself that we might be made free. You who are willing to offer yourselves to God, come to the table in love and faith, because here we find forgiveness, hope, and the promise of eternal life. This morning we'll use Eucharistic Prayer 5 on page 15. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Sit or kneel for our prayer. It is always right to give you thanks, God our Creator. Loving and faithful, holy and strong, you made us and the whole universe and filled your world with life. You sent your Son to live among us, Jesus our Saviour, Mary's child. He suffered on the cross. He died to save us from our sins. He rose in glory from the dead. You send your Spirit to bring new life to the world and clothe us with power from on high. And so we join the angels to celebrate and say, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Father, on the night before he died, Jesus shared a meal with his friends. He took bread and thanked you. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this to remember me. After the meal, Jesus took the cup of wine. He thanked you and gave it to them, saying, drink this, all of you. This is my blood, the new promise of God's unfailing love. Do this to remember me. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Father, as we bring this bread and wine and remember his death and resurrection, send your Holy Spirit that we who share these gifts may be fed by Christ's body and his blood. Pour your Spirit upon us that we may love one another, work for the healing of the earth, and share the good news of Jesus as we wait for his coming in glory.
for honour and praise belong to you, Father, with Jesus, your Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. As Jesus himself taught us, so we dare to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Jesus, Lamb of God, have mercy upon us. Jesus, bearer of our sins, have mercy on us. Jesus, Redeemer of the world, grant us peace. So draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts, by faith, with thanksgiving. The body of Christ, a gift from heaven. Say together the prayer after communion. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us as your Son and brought us to God. Dying and living, you declared your life, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we share Christ as well, live in his risen life. We who drink his cup, bring life to all of us. We who have the Spirit among us, give life to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us. So when we are your children, children are with us.
So we made what we're thankful for the ladies who are like helping the church. So we did all our hearts and what people are grateful for.
What's the same?
To our church mothers, thank you.
We learned about Jesus and the 10 lepers. and that only one of them came back to say thank you. What did we make?
We all made little hearts to put on there, and then we also made magnets and coasters. For our mums.
Well done, kids. Thank you ever so much. So would you all please stand as you are able? So one of the children will now lead us in the piece. So. Oops. So the peace of the Lord be with you.
Go. Wait. No. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Share with one another a sign of that peace. Peace be with you. Yeah, well done. We've got the flowers. Gather the kids in the pool. As it's Mothering Sunday, the church has provided quite a few poses, more poses than there are mums, I suspect, but we won't worry too much about that. And the children will let you have one in the porch on the way out. But before we do that, let's bless these poses. So, Father, we thank you for these poses of flowers. And we thank you, Lord, that they represent your love. May we remember that as we leave this place. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
As we're standing, we'll sing. We'll sing our last hymn, which is hymn number 1237, Forth in Thy Name, O Lord, I Go.
Thank you.
to our homes with this blessing. Go out to love, assured of God's love for you. Go out to serve, assured of God's serving alongside you. Go out to bless, assured of God's blessing on you, for God so loves the world. And as we do this in the middle of our Lenten journey, may our hope be longer than the journey, our faith deeper than all darkness, our love bolder than every lie. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and those whom you love, and those you struggle to love, now and forever. Amen. Go in peace to love and to serve the Lord.
In the name of God.